One of the biggest distractions that young men have is women. If you can learn to discipline yourself in that area for at least a year, you will have no problem building a business.
A year? Now, I don't want to get personal or anything, but I did see something the other day that says if you don't sort of get it on, guys could have some issues with like their prostates. I don't think this guy's got it.
The best way to make 10K a month from home.
I found one that actually works. Old high ticket flows. Product is 4K and you make 10% commission. That's $400 for one sale. One sale a day equals 10K plus a month.
What an interesting concept. However, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Today, we're going to be checking out some more videos, and let's see my reaction to these ones today.
I don't think Amazon's e-commerce business is worth what people think it is.
I think Mr. Bezos, before he stepped down as CEO, got a little aggressive in expansion, warehouse leases, and now you have the new guy. He's cutting everything.
Who's cutting everything?
Rightfully so. Like, this is my honest opinion, what I think the future of Amazon will be. Free shipping and returns does not f***ing work.
The unit economics
are just terrible. Amazon has the luxury of Prime. Do you know how many times I look on my credit card statement a month, things that are bought by Haley and then returned?
Yeah, because there's no downside in buying.
But we hate people who return.
Industry of e-commerce that never worked, but we were fooled that you can just launch an e-commerce brand and provide a better experience. And that's what every D2C e-com business was forced to do.
Yeah.
Because of Amazon. And now we have a graveyard of e-commerce businesses.
I don't know if there's a graveyard of e-com businesses. There might be. But Amazon has stepped it up over the last decade plus to provide a better experience for customers. That's why they're so successful. And that's why you should too be on the Amazon platform. All right, let's check out the next one.
What's one advice you got for young men in today's society?
Be celibate. literally, one of the distractions that young men have is women. If you can learn to discipline yourself in that area, I know it's not a popular opinion, right?
Probably not a popular
in that area. For at least a year, you will have no problem building a business.
A year?
Stay celibate.
Holy smokes, a whole year. Now, I don't want to get personal or anything, but I did see something the other day that says if you don't sort of get it on, you know, guys could have some issues with like their prostate. So I don't think this guy's got it. All right, let's check out the next video.
If I were starting over in my 20s and wanted to make $1 million in the next 1 to 2 years, here are the three things I would do immediately. Number one, I would buy an existing business with owner financing, and I would implement modern marketing and automation tactics. And yes, this is doable with little to no money. Start by going to BizBuySell or LoopNet.com.
Okay.
Number two, I would leverage any credit or borrowing opportunities.
Definitely.
I had.
Yes.
And I would go all in on crypto research and trading. Ooh. There's huge opportunity in crypto.
I love crypto. Right now,
especially if you're following new coin launches. Pro tip. Become an expert airdrop hunter. There's just huge potential here. Number three, I would immerse myself in AI and become an expert in the field.
Definitely.
I would launch and test AI-generated art, digital products, or educational-based AI talking head content.
Yes.
Once I got some traction, I would work endlessly to maximize my eyeballs and revenue and engage with associated influencers to help. No bullshit. Without some risk and trial and error, you'll never know when your breakthrough is gonna be. So get out there, take some risks, and watch the magic happen.
That guy was incredible. And you know why he was probably so incredible? Because he wasn't 20. He's actually got a few years on him. He knows what he's talking about. Buy an existing business. This is what I talk about now, buying existing. Why should you do that? You already have trading history. Much easier to start an take over an existing business than to start a brand new business. There's huge potential in airdrop hunting and finding airdrops. However, also huge risks, so be careful. Definitely follow this guy. He knows what he's talking about. All right, let's check the next one out.
They say like 50% of businesses fail. And I think what happens for a lot of first-time business owners, they're coming out of a job. So they're coming out of an employee mindset.
I talk about this, right? Trying to get out of the 9-to-5 matrix to become self-employed or an entrepreneur It's difficult and it's a complete mindset shift. Let's see what else she has to say.
And I know this one guy, for example, in Phoenix, Arizona, and he decided he was going to start his own business. And he had been an employee all his life. So what's the first thing he does? He goes and rents the nice office space. Then he buys all the nice furniture. Then he gets a secretary. He hasn't made not $1. And he spends all this because he thinks that's what an entrepreneur looks like. First is go make the money first, then go rent your office.
This is so true. Even in my own business, I didn't go seeking out fulfillment centers. I was shipping products out of my garage before I went to the next step of hiring a fulfillment center to ship my products. So the guy who set this office space up, coming from a PAYG day job to self-employed, did the wrong thing. And she knows what she's talking about.
If you even need an office, start out of your home. We all started, all the entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs I know, all started out of their home. But a lot of people I see, they quit their job, they start their part-time business, and because they're struggling for money, they make bad decisions because they're just trying to find how to put money in their pocket to keep their business alive.
That's exactly right. I always tell people, if you're going to start an online business, preferably keep your day job. I know it sounds good. I know you want to get out of your day job as soon as possible, but make sure that your side hustle or your online business is producing money first. Makes the transition a lot easier. All right, let's check the next one.
What's the best way to make 10K a month from home?
Some will say dropshipping, Amazon FBA, or start your own online business. What they don't tell you is this. These things work, but they are slow and take thousands of dollars to start. After failing, sure, every side hustle you can think of, I found one that actually works. It's not a walk in the park, but it's faster than all of them combined. It's called remote high ticket close. Online business owners have a product or a service. They have people that are interested in working with them, but they don't have the time to talk to all of these people. And that's where you come in. You talk to them and receive the payment at the end of the call. If the product is 4K and you make 10% commission, that's $400 for one sale. One sale a day equals 10K plus a month.
What an interesting concept. However, I don't know how big it's going to be. There's a lot of hurdles even getting to that. That's why I think you should learn how to sell on Amazon first as a very, very basic foundation to do with anything to do with online sales. That's the wrap up of today's reaction video. Thank you so much for joining me. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.